Thank you very much, and I also thank you for coming to Conway today. I just have a couple of comments. I just would like to point out, when you mentioned that the legislature passed this, a majority of the legislature did. There were quite a few folks who didn't think it was a very good idea and still don't. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably one of the darkest days in the legislature when something of this magnitude that has so much of an effect on so many people in not only this area but the whole state of New Hampshire can be adopted without the benefit of even 1 minute of public comment. So having said that, I understand your position, and I hope everyone else here does. You will probably get some comments that will be directed to you, but you're not here to deal with the actual issue, just the rulemaking. So I appreciate that, but I also hope you give some people a little latitude to expose their frustrations with this whole process. And I think that's important when you develop your rules. For instance, I have no idea if in your rulemaking capacity and you can present, if you can deal with the retroactive measure of this, and you probably can't, but maybe even if the department didn't think it was a good idea, maybe if you had a footnote at the bottom saying the legislature should rethink it, something like that. I'll get to the administrative rule thing in a minute, because I think that's especially burdensome. I mean, what kind of a message does that send not only to the business community that's affected now, but the business people that might be wanting to move to New Hampshire? Someone wants to move their business to New Hampshire. They're going to say, well, I'd like to come to New Hampshire, but I'm not sure. Maybe after I get there for 6 months or a year, they're going to tax me on the year previous. And so I think that's especially onerous with this whole thing. I do think that the one thing that, and Crow touched upon a little bit, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, they do have one other little avenue available to them, and I think if Representative Patton has signed up to speak, she may address that. In addition to being able to file an objection when the first time they come in, the department sends their rules in, they can also file a permanent objection and send a joint resolution back to the House, which will then turn this rulemaking authority back to an appropriate committee. And I'm hopeful that at a minimum they'll do that. Additionally, there are bills in the House and the Senate to repeal this LLC. So I would urge you, when those bills come up for hearings, that you certainly contact all of your local reps and anyone you know throughout the state to contact their reps to support that. So with that, I would thank you for your time and coming to Conway.